Hachette Audio presents Season of Storms, written by Andrei Sapkowski, translated by David French, read by Peter Kenny.
Battle not with monsters, lest ye become a monster. For if you gaze into the abyss gazes back into you. Friedrich Nietzsche, Beyond Good and Evil.
I consider gazing into the abyss utter foolishness. There are many things in the world much more worth gazing into.
Dandelion, Half a Century of Poetry. Chapter 1. It lived only to kill. It was lying on the sun-warmed sand. It could sense the vibrations being transmitted through its hair-like feelers and bristles. Though the vibrations were still far off, the Aedir could feel them distinctly and precisely. It was thus able to determine not only its quarry's direction and speed of movement, but also its weight. As with most similar predators, the weight of the prey was of cardinal importance. Stalking, attacking, and giving chase meant a loss of energy that had to be compensated by the calorific value of its food. Most predators, similar to the Aedir, would quit their attack if their prey was too small. But not the Aedir. The Aedir didn't exist to eat and sustain the species. It hadn't been created for that. It lived to kill. Moving its limbs cautiously, it exited the hollow, crawled over a rotten tree trunk, covered the clearing in three bounds, plunged into the fern-covered undergrowth, and melted into the thicket. It moved swiftly and noiselessly.